ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, 7/10/2020. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the real deal. This is stuff that is ongoing. We got apparently an announcement getting ready to happen where Israel will annex the West Bank. That will start, I believe, for real, the Gog-Magog War. And apparently this is going to be apparently after an announcement by President Trump. Now, I have no decision or anything on that or which way I'd like to go. I am for Israel because the Lord supports Israel, all right? That doesn't mean that I want to support every politician or every financier that's ever involved with them. That's not necessarily the thing, because what I say is that eventually all knees bow to King Jesus, okay? That's what I say, because I work for the Lord Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, if you want to survive what is getting ready to happen on this, in this country, not just this planet, but this country, you had better repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart. And to be your savior. You know, I was thinking this afternoon, and I'm going to tell you about a dream I had also late or early this a.m., but I was thinking this afternoon about all the stuff that when I look to the future and what I've seen, and the Lord has shown me in some cases, I've had glimpses of it and snippets of it and this and that, and can also, by being halfway intelligent, extrapolate. Okay, about what's getting ready to happen. Step back, look and see where you're at, and without a filter, see, okay, well, where's the trend going? Where is this thing going? All right? You got locust plagues on three continents. Well, where's that trend going? Could it be on another continent here? Could it be they're in South America? Could it be in North America next? Locust plagues, biblical plagues. When I look at it and I see Albert Pike's direct, prescription in his letter to Giuseppe Mancini about unleashing the nihilists or the nihilists, that means those who destroy and tear everything down, and they don't necessarily have anything to put back up. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. And then the citizens will be obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. Okay? It's going to be you to fight them, because they're effectively taking the police out of the picture. And this is why I've always said, police, stick with the people, the basic good people who you work with every day, not the criminals, but with the people who go to work, have a job, have a house, kids in school. The old ladies, the old men, all the people, and stick with them. Because I'm going to tell you what, the suits are now deserting you, and they're going to cut you out. And then now You've also seen that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs have basically told Trump to go fish, okay? And then I'm going to tell you another thing. Let me just tell you what I saw. I saw in a dream, and it was a dream of space, and it was the blackness of space, but it's all lit up in the dream that I had, because what I saw in the dream, I saw ICBMs going through the air, and I saw then satellites and things attacking and hitting at the ICBMs and the missiles. I saw space war ongoing, and that's coming soon, I think. But it also portended that there were ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, going up. Or medium range, or I don't know what they were, but they were in space, and I saw satellites and different craft trying to attack the ICBMs with with lasers and all kind of different stuff. So that means big war is coming. And I can feel it and sense it. I can just taste it. I can smell it out there. I can look at a history book and smell it and say, here you go, Hawk. Here it's going to come again. It's going to come again, like in the old days when it used to roll up and roll across the land, like in the year zero. When the Chinese started kicking the tail and the butt over there, and then that progressed, and all the war took from there to the Atlantic Ocean, from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean. And the whole world was in turmoil and war. Lord Jesus tells you about it. If you read the Red Letters editions, and I like the Red Letters because that's his words in the King James, I like them. I read other Bibles too, but let me just tell you, it rings right off my tongue. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Now, let's go back to the beginning of what I've read to you always, Matthew 24. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that you be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. People then were worrying about the end. Well, they were used to, a little more used to the wars and the trouble, I suppose. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are what? The beginning of sorrows. Then if we skip over to Luke 21 and read the next verse over there and read it a little bit different, because I believe it was put there to be seen different. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you. Did you see the videos where the big league Marxists were attacking the demon BLM or inside a church and cussing and cursing and causing trouble and wrestling around with the police and the deacons and all the people and then cursing the woman taking her children inside the church? Demonic big league Marxists, big league mobsters, big league. Medieval is a word that I would tell you if you think about medieval times when everything is the black and dark and terrible and the famines and the pestilences and the wails and the cries. That's what we're getting ready to hear. That's what we're going to hear in this country. And you'd better be prepared for it. But before all of these, they shall lay their hands on you, persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. They're going to come for the Christians. They've already come in for your police right now, and the sheriff's deputies, all the peace officers. You know what's up. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You better have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pistols on you like the old time pistoleros used to wear. You better have, skip that dadgum taser and go back to the stick. Break a chicken wing and they don't hit back. You know, they don't pull out the little leads, you know. This thing is going to get so bad, I just can't tell you. And we have to prepare for it. We have to prepare for it because all this stuff is going to be the beginning of sorrows. And you know who's going to betray you? Lord Jesus will tell you, verse 16, Luke 21, "And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not a hair of your head perish." Guess why that is? They're going to put you to death. Some of you are going to be caused to be put to death. "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls." Well, if you're your soul, if you are the spirit that's inhabiting or the body, that's what dies and you go to heaven, okay? Then not one hair of your head is going to be hurt as long as you possess ye your souls. If you want to give them up, you want to give them up to Joe Biden, just go ahead. You want to give them up to BLM or Antifa, go ahead. You want to give them up to the not fooling around at all boys or whatever they call themselves who then chant Allah Akbar kind of stuff. Because as well as Stone Mountain and all of that, people don't know, but down in the South, there are still some places that train jihadi Joes, too, up in the hillsides and the mountains. And black Muslim. Oh, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen. "And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, with perplexity the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things." which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. This is a war, ladies and gentlemen. This is a war coming, and it's going to be fought in different dimensions and all over in space and what have you. And you're thinking it's all normal. You can just go and get in your recliner, and Trump will pull it out of the end on November 3rd. Maybe he will. And I would not be wrong to say I would hope that he might, okay? But I'm not going to bet on it anymore. I can tell you that there used to be a lot of vote stealing. There could be vote stealing again. They were fixing the doggone, till Trump came along, they were fixing the computers pretty well, weren't they? You just look at, you know, the different stuff that's out here and you compare it to what it was, you know, a few years ago. I remember the 60s and the early 70s and how wild it was and all the stuff and all the riots and all the protests and all the things. But even during that time, I never felt like I wasn't going to have a future in America. Now, I see that the whole thing has crumbled. And I'm going to tell you right here and now, some of this could be stopped or could have been stopped. Do you remember how over a year ago when I told you that William P. Barr, when Trump picked him to be Attorney General, and I read to you about how, out of the book, I read to you out of the book, compromise Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, by Terry Reid and John Cummings, spy books. And I know Terry Reid. I met him, talked to him a number of times over the years. Suwadi ka, Terry. So anyway, the things that are getting ready to happen could have been changed if a year ago, over a year ago, when the entire information was coming out about Comey, about McCabe, Strzok, Page, and all of the work being done by Sarah Carter and John Solomon and Greg Jarrett and all of the different people and all of the different Hannity and all the people and Ingram and all those people pushing this stuff and us talking about it all over, and the public opinion had started to change. Trump got away. They got away from the stupid Mueller bit. They won and all the stuff, and all the public opinion was there with all the facts out in the open. He brings in Barr, and what did I tell you? What did Hawk tell you? I told you William P. Barr is a piece of crap, and he is the black the black prince attorney for the CIA. He's going to cover it all up. Didn't I say that? Did I not tell you that he'll cover it up like he covered up Operation oh, ladies and gentlemen, when he covered up the CIA running dope, the triangle trade in Arkansas and Honduras and, you know, all of the stuff. Operation Centaur Rose and Jade, whatever it was, and all the different stuff, okay? The gun running, the drug running, the money laundering, the Clintons, all of the murders. He came in and cleared it up. Read Terry Reid's book, if you can still get a copy of it. Compromise, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA, by Spy Books, S-P-I Books. You can also read another book, The Mafia, CIA, and George Bush, The Untold Stories of America's Greatest Financial Debacle. That's also from Spy Books, by Bruton. And I'm going to tell you, you may not even have time to read them. But Barr is slow walking all of this stuff, and now they're saying that old Bull Durham, you remember all the people say, well, by golly, Bull Durham is tough. He'll be getting there. He's going to indict all of the perpetrators, and they're going to get all of these people and all this stuff, you know, and blah, 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 blah. And there's 5,000 indictments, and Hillary's going to be there, and Brennan, and all these people, and Comey, all of them, Obama, Biden, all this stuff, you see. Now we know that Biden is involved and Obama are involved, and Susan Rice, who could be Biden's, you know, vice presidential candidate, possibly. But William P. Barr could have brought this stuff out and started indicting. They could have indicted McCabe, Page, Strzok, Orr, the other Orr. Could have indicted Comey for leaking. They could have indicted Brennan and Clapper for lying to Congress. They could have done all of this. They could have investigated then Biden and Obama and all the others and Hillary. But they could have done Strzok, Page, or all of that. Nobody would have questioned it because it was all well known. And the emails and all the telephone conversations and stuff and texts came out. And now everybody's forgotten all of that. And now Bill Barr has allowed Marxist organizations like Black Lives Matter and Antifa to take an AI-managed event, to utilize it, and to then expound upon it in a Joseph Goebbels sort of way, a good old Madison Avenue sort of way, a Bernays sort of way. And Barr, by not allowing any of this to come out prior to the presidential election, and to indict any of those he could have had Bull Durham indict. And now they're saying that it may not even come out till after the election is over. And then, so what is he saying? Oh, Trump, you could lose, but I still really am going to prosecute it. No, he won't be the attorney general if Biden wins. He won't be the attorney general. And then therefore you see he will have done by omission, allowed the United States of America to be destroyed by a Marxist piece of crap, dung-filled bull crap group of people who are led by paid communist Luciferian organizers. And don't get me wrong, there a lot of them are demonic. And LGBTQ 547369s. If you want to see who beat up that Michigan State representative or senator or whatever it was, beat him up and tried to take his phone. That was a big lesbo. Beat him. Well, let me tell you something. You better go out. You better prepare. And I told you last night that the firearms are disappearing. They are. I would tell you, you can at least get yourself probably a rifle with a scope, a bolt-action rifle. Perhaps a 30-06 would be good. Or a 270 Winchester, maybe. Or if nothing else, then get yourself a 22 rifle. 22 long rifle, because there are still some 22 ammunition out there. I also saw the 30-06. The shotguns, there's no tactical shotguns at all. But if you get a shotgun, then you, by golly, get whatever you can get. I saw no double-aught buck, no number four buck, no, I didn't even see any, you know, rifled slugs. I did see number four shot, number six shot, that kind of stuff. Heavier duck and geese loads in the 3-inch and what have you. So get some of it. But if you don't, can't get it, go to somewhere where they have used guns or go to an auction, a gun auction locally or something. Take a friend with you who knows about firearms and see, is this gun okay? Would this 22 be all right, or this 38 special, or this 44 Magnum, or whatever it is, or this rifle, you see? And try to get it. If not, you better get you some machetes and fight knives and tomahawks. You can get you some good, go up to the hardware store and get you a good hatchet or two or three, some ball peen hammers, and get you a tight tool belt and stick them in there like you're a warrior from the old days. And I'm going to tell you what. You can get you an old World War II or Vietnam era steel pot and a liner, put it on your head, go out with the catcher's breast chest plate or whatever, and get you a dadgum garbage can lid and a hatchet and go to war. Because the time to go to war to defend your family is going to come. William P. Barr is going to allow the destruction of the United States on behalf of the CIA and the New World Order Luciferian scumbags. They're going to do it. Now, if Trump was to pull it out by some miracle.
Well, what do you say, Hawk? You know that Biden's just a dumbbell and all that.
They'll steal the election for the dumbbell. And I'm going to tell you what, they've got the right mixture now of the uppers and the downers, okay, and the smoothers. He's got uppers, smoothers, and downers going. And they found the right mixture for him so that he can stay up and do a speech for about 20 or 30 minutes, get him off the stage, no questions. And then produce that on the sound bites, and then all he's got to do is say exactly what Trump said in 2016. Trump called it out. He's plagiarizing. Yeah, but you're letting him. And why, when Trump did the thing to where he did and released and got a lot of people, a lot of African-American people got out of jail because of Donald J. Trump, who came out because of the three strike stuff that Clinton, Biden and Hillary Clinton, all the people put on the people when, you know, three strikes, you're out. You go to prison for a long time. And that changed a lot of the things with the crime rate. But in trying to do something good in some respects for people who had nonviolent crimes, maybe three pops on small dope, okay, small pot or something like that, he did it, and yet he never went and took credit for it. That should have been up on every billboard. They're not on in the hood. President Trump, they're not necessarily on their cell phones or their telephones 24 hours a day. People still got to sling drugs or go to work or do whatever it is they do, all right? Make no mistake, I mean, whatever is putting food on your table, you know, is at least an opportunity to put food on the table. But people work for a living. But if you put up there on the billboards, if you also put up on the billboards, you said, hey, look, I, President Trump, by cutting the taxes and removing all the regulations and pushing forward hard and all of this stuff and to bring our jobs back, created the lowest unemployment, black unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment, the lowest unemployment for women, the lowest unemployment for black teenagers, for teenagers in general, the lowest unemployment for Asians in the history of this country, and we created this many million jobs. If you would like to see that happen again, then vote for me this November. But if he won't go out and do that and walk in that community, then he ain't gonna win. That he's led all the Al Sharptons and the de Blasios and the punk people and all the stuff who are painting the Black Lives Matter in yellow paint in front of his hotel. You know what he ought to do? He ought to just sell the hotel to the dadgum somebody else. Take the Trump thing off of that and say, see you later, baby. You know? And a lot of people are doing that in these cities every day. But you know the problem with it is? They're moving out to the country. And they're moving into the Midwest and into the central west, the western part of the United States. And then they're saying, well, how come we don't have liberal politics here? And you know, I'll tell you, Gavin Newsom going to release another 8,000 prisoners before the fall. 8,000 going to come out of the jail? Well, they're nonviolent, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, I guess some of them are just sex offenders, or they were not violent, you know, they just were going out with the 14-year-old girls, you know, like Ghislaine Maxwell and all these people. And that's another thing. They had all the information. They've known where she's been for over a year. FBI's known where she's at because Ray Ray with the perfect haircut, and you remember old friend Malibu, you know, Bodie Bodich, who slow walked the thing up there in California on the husband and wife killers, the Muslim husband and wife killers up there where they went down and killed all the people at the county building. And they had a helper and all of that, and they quieted down. I would like to ask Barr, who the hell did the stuff, the FBI? Why don't they tell you what happened in Las Vegas for real? Why don't they tell you that it was a high blood sacrifice in front of the Luxor Hotel? And all of that, 33rd degree and all that stuff. 666, 18s are coming up all over the place. Oh, Captain K, you were talking about one thing was 1118, remember? I found out what that was, Captain K. Captain K is a real good man. He's my man who looks out on the border for me down there. And he's a strong son of a gun of the old time military. 1118 is when the Templars were formed. The Knights Templar. Got it? There you go, Captain K. Anyway, I'm telling you. And you know what? You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do, because I'm going to stay here, and I tell you what, I got more than one firearm sitting with that in arm's length, I guarantee you. And you sit there when they come to the door, and when they've rang the doorbell on me, they've knocked the thing out of the box, and I have to go off the air, and all this stuff that does not happen unless you're hitting the nail on the head. You want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Federal Reserve notes, medals, easiest way to do it. Check, money order, fine. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And may he provide you with superabundance to get the things that you need to prepare for what's getting ready to happen. This is really, 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 really real. Really, 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 really real, real, you know? Casey Jones has been doing methamphetamines. He's got the throttle wide open, and now he's drinking moonshine while he's going woo, woo. Woo woo, there's Function Junction ahead. And he looks over and he says, oh man, there's somebody looks like me coming out of another track Oh, there's another one over there. They're all coming down the pike. They're all coming down to the Function Junction. They're all coming down at 150 mile an hour on hot coal. All right? You don't think that's possible? You come down a mountain, I can remember seeing records for coal-driven engines and trains going over 120 mile an hour back in the 1800s, coming down out of the mountains. Spiritual problems and things of the big nature of good versus evil. Woe to him who calls good evil and evil good. Of that nature are going to be decided in Revelations, you see. They're going to come down to that. And the only thing that's going to save you is Lord Jesus. I'll tell you what. You can go up to Brother Steve Quayle's website, stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him when you call him. You tell him Old Hawk sent you when you get Old Steve Quayle's office there. And you tell him, Steve, I would like to get your books so that my family understands where we're headed and what's getting ready to come. He had a book special from George Norrie's Coast to Coast show, I believe, on Xenogenesis and on Terminated. The End of Man is Here. If you've not seen that Terminated book, I think that's one of the culminations. But you could just as easily get what Steve says will be probably his last book he writes. Jesus, the premise of the promise. God Answer to the Perilous Times by Stephen Quayle. Take advantage of that. If you want to get something to get your kids into it, then by all means buy his Genesis 6 Giants books. The Angel Wars books, and look and see the angels, aliens, and fallen angels book. All of it, but get this stuff so you understand, along with your Bible, what is getting ready to go down and happen. Because I'm going to tell you, I think we're going to see the space stuff again real quick here. And I think about Brother Greg Evenson having been in space. Yeah. I think about somebody else that's been in space that I know. And not astronauts, but on spacecraft. I think about the mighty men of valor with the craft and all the stuff. The TR-3Bs, the bigger stuff, the Solar Warden craft, all of the stuff out there standing in the gap about what's coming. At the same time, some of that is now, you know, in possession of the Luciferian types in this government and this Joint Chiefs and this military and this judiciary and this congressional area and all of the EIEIOs in the intelligence world. A startling percentage are Luciferians, okay? And so you're going to have to be ready. You're going to need food. And I'm going to tell you, people are trying desperately. Oh, Hawk, I like the home can. I can't find any canning gears. I'm looking on. Don't waste the time, because there's hardly any canning supplies out there. If you see them, buy them if you can. But go to the actual canned food at the grocery store while it's still there. Get food that gives you a complete meal with the moisture in it. Don't get the soup you got to add water to, because that means you've got to clean the water through your Berkey filter or whatever you're using, your Pro-Pure or whatever. And every can of it you get's another ration for one person for a day. Just think of it. Maybe you've got some dandelion greens, you know, with a little vinegar and oil maybe tossed up. Maybe some other root vegetables or poke salad or something, you know. Maybe edible flowers of some type, and you'd have to look all that up. I'm not going to tell you which ones are and which aren't. Edible flowers. That's another thing. You know, Nostradamus made up a potion that had some of the rose hips in them, you know, and other things that were natural that helped with the bubonic plague. And did you see, incidentally, like I think I said last night, that the Red Chinese made an announcement, oh, there's a strange pneumonia appearing in Kazakhstan. Now, Kazakhstan's denying that, of course, but people say, well, that's what they said last time. I think it's something different. Yeah, but it's the way that it was announced that's similar. Did the people from Red China, the guy who was the major who worked for the military intelligence lab who snuck into the United States? There you are, Ray Ray. How about, the old stuff? I mean, Ted Gunderson wouldn't have let him in back in the day. They'd have spotted a Ruski 10 miles away and it had a tail on him. But you guys are trying to get your haircuts. And all you can do is figure out where you're going to take your girlfriend to lunch and what kind of a ham sandwich you're going to have, you know, and a beer. Although you're not supposed to drink. Remember from your old days. But Bill Barr is allowing, because he's not going to do it. He's been slow walking. He's been covering this thing up. Bill Barr, the Attorney General, is covering up, and he's using Bull Durham as the bullshit. Bull Durham is bullshit. Bull Durham is bullshit. And they're going to let Trump get beat, and then it's all going to disappear. The CIA goes, ha, 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 we did a coup d'etat after all. Ha, 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 ha. FBI says we did a coup d'etat after all because Trump didn't get a second term. Had he got the second term, he'd have cleaned your damn asses out of the swamp. He'd indicted you and put you in jail. But oh no, can't allow that to happen because I'm going to tell you what. We got Matthew 24 and Luke 21 coming down the pike. Ezekiel 38 and 39. If you don't have the understanding that you need to prepare tonight and immediately after this show or even during it, just go right now and go get you some extra food. You say, well, Hawk, why are you scaring me? Yeah, I'm trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you up and going. And those of you who've got preps, keep doing it. Methodically prepare per list. Holly Dale, and God bless my friend, the tough granny who fought the meth head trying to steal her purse and her car down in Florida. Who's been through all kind of stuff but is still with the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is still with you. You're my friend down there. And all the good people up in Iowa and all the different places. Bellevue, Washington, and the old Mars Hill gang, all the good people, the main maniacs, even the ones who moved to, down the coast a little bit into Massachusetts, you know. All the good people in Texas, all the good ones in Michigan, all the good ones in Minnesota. Them old friends down there on Warren Soul Drive. Their souls are not worn. They're just tough and ready to go. I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, should I say it like I did? You know, remember when I came back after being in a coma for about 3, 4, 5 days or whatever it was in 3 days? And when I came back on the air and I was gone for a while, second time I was gone for a while. And the Lord had kind of quieted me down and I started talking to you like this. Do you like this better when I say, hi, this is Hawk. I think you should prepare, you know. Well, you doggone well better. because the Attorney General of the United States working to cover up the CIA and FBI bullcrap and the coup d'etat they try to perpetrate against President Trump, your duly elected president, who after 3.5 years of all this crap, and he did all the things he did do, now it's being destroyed by Fauci, who gave $3.7 million allegedly to the Wuhan lab doctor who created and helped to graft on. Fauci may have allegedly grafted on the HIV to this polecat SARS thing anyway. And then now, all of a sudden, we've got the refinement using the artificial intelligence devices and all of the stuff to give real-time orders into the field to top lieutenants and sergeants of the Soros crowd, maybe some of them even still ordered around by the Joker Tut and Valerie Vajayjay, right? Valerie Jarrett. I don't know, but allegedly they had that command post in Obama's house, didn't they? Calorama. So we're in a decline. Whatever you want to call it. Rise of the decline or fall of the Roman Empire. The collapse of this, the collapse of that. Whatever you want to call it, you're living in it right now, and it's already started, and you probably don't know it. Yeah. Go to the Dairy Queen and get you, you know, a slushy or something. Yeah. Go out and get you a burger or hot dog, you know, or play a little softball. But at the same time, just like in the Bible in Nehemiah where it says, while you're building the wall, build it with one hand and have the spear or the bow ready in the other and have your friends and your relatives up above you with their spears and bows and swords to protect you while you build the wall. I'll tell you what, it's just really interesting when you read William Chittum's book, All Out Continuous Warfare, Phase 4. This phase will be marked, listen to this, by multiple day riots that the federal military cannot crush in all cases. The front will appear. Radicals or a mutinous military will seize the federal government. But this will be a temporary affair as America itself will vanish and states will secede from the Union and there will be a war with Mexico and large-scale food shortages will occur and even starvation as a global depression. You see, you knock out the United States economy, you have a global depression takes hold. Massive ethnic cleansing will occur as new nations emerge. Occupation by UN troops is a possibility. Concentration camps, rape camps, and death camps will appear as war becomes total. Eventually, the war will subside as the new nations fix their boundaries according to the military reality. Peace and new boundaries are formalized by treaty. The war will end. Our society has become so fragile that it can no longer withstand the shocks that it withstood in the past, such as war, depression, revolution in Mexico, and the lack of relief for the unemployed. If these calamities should ever again test America all at once, America will surely topple into Civil War II. Civil War II will be preceded by a wave of urban riots that will last an entire summer and extend all across America in every major city. What do you think's happening? People, you think you see any of that? You don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. And this is about Luciferianism and communism and Marxism and Bolsheviki's, okay? Bolshevik, lousy MO, you know, MFs, you know what I'm saying? BLM, Bolshevik, lousy MFs. And you can prove it's all right there. Their top people are all trained Marxists. And what they're doing is destroying this country to make it like Venezuela so their comrades and they can be the top dogs and grind you out and make you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds a year. Make you mothers deliver your babies stillborn because you have no nutrition. Make all of this stuff be ground to the ground and ground and ground and ground. Right now, we got a little, I looked right before, we got this Faye, this thing on the East Coast. And that has been putting a lot of rain down on the East Coast. The winds have been 50, 60 miles an hour. But I looked at the MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, the, you know, University of Wisconsin Tropic Moisture thing, the MIMIC, M-I-M-I-C, Version 2, by the way. And I looked at the Atlantic, the North Atlantic region. I could see the scalar pops. Some of them coming out of, like, Morocco or West Sahara. That's controlled by the Red Chinese. And Algeria's next door. And Mauritius, all that stuff. They got a lot of solar energy farms. They can generate the power to do all that stuff. Also, other pops coming off the coast there. Probably a little bit by Spain or outside the Canaries being popped in there, and they're directing all that stuff into the East Coast right now. I read to your Rules of Radicals, Saul Alinsky. That's how they do it. That's their tactics. He even talks about William T. Sherman, the general. Provided a classic example of going outside the enemy's experience. He says you need to go outside the enemy's experience whenever possible. Keep the pressure on. That's his eighth rule. Sixth rule is a good tactic is one that your people enjoy. They're going to have a ball doing it. So they like stealing money. They like, you know, beat people up. They like setting crap on fire, smoking dope. There you go. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. Now, if you want to find that, you go find the Black Lives Matter thing or your local city council hall or your local town hall or whatever. Go out there with a sign that says Black Lives Matter. You know, is a Marxist organization. Write it all down. Hand out the flyers. Do all of that. You want to do that kind of stuff? Have at it. I don't know. I've played the political game for years ago. I saw it was crooked then. And I would tell you now to vote the best way you can, to speak up the best you can, and don't take any crap off of anybody. And if anybody threatens your home or your car, or your house or whatever, then you ought to have something with you and you ought to be well healed. And I don't care. You are in fear for your life and you lit them up. If you're in fear for your life and somebody's threatening your life, then defend yourself. Defend yourself and your family, your home, your household, your town. Your food store uptown, your grocery store, your pharmacy, your gas station, whatever it is they're trying to burn down. Don't let them do it. You live in a little small town, you got one road coming up the hill, right? Well, then you stay right there and watch it comes up the hill. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. I think we're going to see it all just like the Lord Jesus told you. Matthew 24, Luke 21, and read the Revelations. You could go right now and you could talk to Mystery Babylon and read that again like I did the other night. Babylon the Great, Mystery Babylon, America, you know, or New York City, the city of Mystery Babylon. You can't eat in a restaurant, so they go outside. They got the little tables and chairs out there, and they got so many rats. The rats are attacking the people eating outside. And you can't buy a pistol so you can shoot the rat. Shoot, I remember there was garbage strike in New York. What was it? 79? Something like that? The garbage was piled sky high. It stunk to high heaven. And I saw rats that were 2 foot long. Like the giant rat of Sumatra or something out of the song, the crazy, goopy songs back then. Lucifer wants to have maximum chaos and death and would like to kill about 80 to 90% of the population of planet Earth, and his minions, who I've read you their own statements. Many, many times I've read you those statements, have I not? Ted Turner and Prince Philip and all the, you know, the Rockefellers and all the different people, right? All the different things. Here's one that just pops right out at me. Bill Clinton, USA Today, 93. We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. No, you want to preserve your own rights to grind them to death. For Lucifer, the Lightbringer. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Mighty men and women of honor, use your high technology. Pop that dam in China. See if it keeps them busy. Set the China on fire, Russia, see if it keeps them busy. Because this thing is going to go that way anyway. I know you stand in the gap to what comes at us. Bendango Rangers, I know you're ready up there. Thank you, little book.